You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to Tuesday. It is Tuesday, a day that has no real claim to fame. You're not halfway to the weekend yet. It's not Friday Eve. It's just Tuesday. But Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm excited. I mean, it's Tuesday.
I can feel the vibrancy in your voice right now.
Oh, I mean, it's Tuesday. It's one step closer to Friday.
That's right. You're darn right. All right. Well, good. Hey, we got a good show for you. By the way, you'll be pleased to know that the guy who started all this, the guy who invited me to do radio the very first time, Dale Jackson, is going to be on at 3 o'clock. Because we got some postulating to do about some things happening in D.C. And I'll tell you about that more in just a minute. But 3 o'clock, Dale Jackson. Then I got a triple dipper full of stuff. So hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The triple dipper. Three stories. Three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one out the gate. By the way, these are all euphemistic names today. You can't tell what they are till I tell you what they are. But number one, chuckleheads. I'm calling it chuckleheads. Have you heard about Representative Jamal Bowman pulling the fire alarm in the U.S. Capitol? Just saying this is the biggest chucklehead move, but I'm having to make it chuckleheads plural because it only got worse from there. You know, keep in mind, he used to be the principal of a school, and right now what we're watching is what every kid who stood in front of his desk trying to talk their way out of a paddling did, and yet here he is. So yeah, number one, out the gate, we're going to talk about it, and then probably opine a little bit with our friend Dale Jackson, chuckleheads. So it's a Tuesday with chuckleheads, number one. Number two, I'm calling it 2020 hindsight. There's some amazing stories out there of things that you look at and go, well, in looking back, perhaps that wasn't the best idea. I've got things that are going to affect your military readiness. I've got things that affect crime and security in the country. I've got all kinds of things you look at and go, well, I mean, you kind of walked into that one, and perhaps in hindsight, well, hindsight's 2020. I'm going to give you stories around the nation of things that got caught up into stuff that you should have seen coming, but in hindsight, you can definitely see it 2020. That's number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, you know we got to do it. This is where we have to look around and recognize that it's not always what's happening in D.C. It's not always what's happening on the international stage. Sometimes you got to pay attention to what's happening at home, because what occurs in Montgomery can affect our lives as much as anything in D.C. So you know what that means. We got a whole round of home fries. We're going to cook up. Are you going to play it? I saw you reach for the button. Butters is like on it. Just hit that. Just nice. Butters on the sound effects. All right. So, yeah, we're going to cook up a batch of home fries and tell you what's happening around your own state. So let me switch over to my comments here, my opening monologue, the Right Side Way. And I will be honest, I am so pleased and appreciative of the fact that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all over North Alabama. And by the way, I know the guy that owns them. What a wonderful individual. And he is, by the way, a Right Side ruffian. But Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics open 7 days a week in and around different spots of North Alabama. You can find them by going online and get the location nearest you. But Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. So here's the deal. I do these monologues every day, right? They're usually my thoughts or beliefs around some form of service or politics or some point of cultural impact. But every so often, I decide that I've just got to tell somebody else's story. I mean, to me, the most powerful stories in the world are the true testimonies of men and women who have strived and lived hard and overcome obstacles and made sacrifices. I'm inspired by stories of men who didn't have to serve, but they chose to do so anyway. Even more so when you find out how much some men choose to leave behind to go and follow their calling or fulfill a sense of duty. especially when it comes to God and country. Well, in today's disruptive culture wars, we're constantly being assaulted by beta males and deviants who live in a narcissistic swirl, vainly trying every day to live their own truth and to express their anger and call for backlash against anyone who dares to oppose their lifestyles. But y'all, those people are not the norm. Those people are not the salt of the earth. No one turns to people like that for help in a crisis. No one looks to those kind of folks for leadership or compassion or role modeling. It's the weak and the feeble who are the actual outliers in our society because, you know, beta males, they know how to make noise, and that's why they stay in the news. But it's the whole world, you know, is almost like a carnival sideshow with the official barker just yelling for our attention. But again, those are not the norm. I believe that we're living in a time right now, though, where there is a war on manliness. It's a war that we can easily win because, y'all, there are still real men out there. Men who love their families, men who work hard, live hard, play hard, raise their kids, men who teach their boys how to roughhouse, men who salute the flag and sit tall in the saddle. And men like that are really more the norm than the gender-fluid beta males that get all the clicks on TikTok. So yes, I'm inspired by the true stories of men, real men, who defy odds. And yesterday, I became aware of a man that has a story that is, in my opinion, just the stuff of legend. I mean, why has there not been a movie made about him? I just don't know. So let me take a few minutes and tell you about a guy who literally sat tall in the saddle as a cowboy. The guy I'm talking about is a dude named Chad Hennings. So Hennings grew up in Elberon, Iowa. He was born into a farm family. He would sometimes spend 12 hours a day helping his dad and his granddad to raise corn and run a feedlot for cattle. He says he learned his work ethic from watching his father and grandfather and his older brother. And that older brother was also the quarterback on the high school football team, and he would push the younger Chad to harder and harder workouts. By his senior year in high school, though, Chad Hennings was an all-state in football and the state heavyweight wrestling champion. Not hard to believe since the dude was 6'6", 290 pounds. He wound up being a five-star recruit with college scholarship offers all over, but he also had a sense of service and duty, and he chose instead to take an appointment to the Air Force Academy. Now, if you know anything at all about Air Force and actually all the service academy football teams, you'll know that they're not always known for being on par with the top levels of the NCAA. But Chad Hennings, man's a competitor. And by his sophomore year, he had helped lead Air Force to number 5 in the nation. In his senior year, he led the nation in sacks and won the Outland Trophy as the best interior lineman in the county while playing in the, the country, while playing right there at Air Force. In 1988, Hennings graduated from the academy and was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Air Force. But soon after that, he was also drafted in the 11th round by the Dallas Cowboys. But he chose to defer on the NFL and honor his obligation as an Air Force officer. The Cowboys would have to wait, and Hennings really didn't think he'd ever play again. Hennings' scores, though, were high enough to make it into the pilot program, but his dramatic size, I mean, 6'6", 290, his dramatic size meant that he would have to have a height-weight waiver, and there were only 3 aircrafts in the Air Force inventory that a guy as big as Hennings could fly. But he made it, and he chose to be an A-10 Thunderbolt pilot. The A-10 is a beautiful aircraft to some and an ungainly beast to others. Its nickname is the Warthog. It's primarily designed for close air support for ground troops. He took to it. He said that the life of hard work and competition he'd grown up in just then continued in the Air Force. As a member of the 92nd Tactical Fighter Squadron, Hennings didn't touch a football for years. But he did continue to work out, a lot, hard. And he also flew 45 combat sorties in the Persian Gulf and over Iraq. In 1992, Hennings retired from active duty as a decorated pilot with the rank of captain, and then he called the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys, you know, they were hesitant, but they let him come to tryouts because they had drafted him once before. He made the team, but Coach Jimmy Johnson was thinking about cutting him. And then Coach saw one of Chad Hennings' monster workouts, and Hennings stayed. Within 6 months of leaving active duty, Hennings had put down his flight helmet and picked up a football helmet on a team with legends like Emmett Smith and Michael Irvin and Leon Lett. He started off on special teams, but he kept working and grinding until he earned his way into the starting lineup on the defensive line for the Dallas Cowboys. Think about it. To make things even more surreal, y'all, Hennings flew his last combat mission and played in his first Super Bowl in the same year. I say first Super Bowl because Hennings went on to become a three-time Super Bowl champion. He retired after 8 years in the NFL, all of which were with the Cowboys, and in 2006, he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. Y'all, there may not be any other man in the world that can put his resume on LinkedIn and have it say, three-time Super Bowl champion fighter pilot. But in spite of all the accolades, the accomplishments, and awards, Hennings is also quick to point out that his faith in God is what drives him. He's a man who's been given incredible talent, and he knows it. Incredible opportunity, yes, but he's also a man who sees more value in what the world doesn't see. He sees more value in being a solid example to his kids and a loving husband to his wife. In his own words, he said this, quote, I realize that I'm a fallible being and that I can't do it all. I had to rely upon God and others to walk through life. I learned humility. I learned that what my kids wanted most from me was not all the material things I was working to provide. They wanted me, my attention, my time, most important of all, my love. And I learned that this was the greatest gift that I could give them. Today, Hennings and his wife live in Texas, where he's a businessman and the founder of an organization called Wingmen Ministries. It's an organization that encourages discipleship and mentorship for men. So listen, don't tell me that the gender-fluid beta male is the wave of the future. Not at all. America is filled up with men who go the extra mile, and they don't ask a thing for it. They may not all be fighter pilots with three Super Bowl rings, but in the inside they are. Sitting tall in the saddle, y'all. Sitting tall in the saddles is a state of mind. And manliness is still okay. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, what a cool story. I mean, think about it. I mean, three Super Bowl rings, 45 combat sorties as an A-10 pilot. And by the way, some of you out there who are ground pounders, you know what it means to have an A-10 flying overhead cover. I'm just going to tell you, that's a resume and a half right there. And I love the fact, though, that in the end, despite all the coolness of it, he says that the greatest thing he's got is his faith in God and his love for his family. Just cool. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Take heart. Real men are still out there. We'll be right back.